I find it spine tingling to walk into the mansion, knowing I'm walking where my grandfather and my father walked but never could tell anyone. And I find it difficult to hold back the tears at a time like that. It means so much. And then suddenly to buy the guidebook today and to find two photographs of my father in it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, because I'm just delighted to contribute to this place, which is still far too secret.
I'm Candy Connolly. I'm A.G. Denniston's granddaughter.
And I'm Judith Finch, and he's my grandfather as well.
Very proud and amazingly fortunate to be sitting in this office of his. The first big envoy of the Americans came to this room before Pearl Harbor, before there was an official relationship for code sharing and code breaking. When you see Bletchley Park becoming so strong in our modern history and in modern life, and now brings us the technology that we use every day, that connection is amazing.
I mean, are you proud of what he did? You know, the more you discover.
Very curious about it.
But also incredibly proud of all the work that he did. And it's fantastic that so many people are now coming to see this. It may be a beautiful day, but it's also wonderful that so many people are coming.
I'm just terribly impressed by how much you've done in such a short time.
Yes.
And also all the hard work that people on the ground have been doing, obviously. We're immensely impressed and grateful for.
My relation, as far as the First World War is concerned, was Nigel de Grey, my grandfather, and as is now known, he was the person who was the main decoder of the Zimmermann telegram, and this is what brought the Americans into the war. And as my grandfather is reputed to have said at a meeting in the office a few days later, once the Americans had joined the war, "Ladies and gentlemen, the toast is America, because now we are going to win the war." If there's one thing you can say is that my grandfather did something life-saving for our country. What would have happened if they hadn't decoded that telegram?
Bletchley Park veterans' relatives will be among the first to be offered the chance to cement their family pride into the very fabric of the site by buying a commemorative brick in the Codebreakers wall. If a member of your family worked at Bletchley Park or one of its outstations, look for their entry on the online Roll of Honour and email friends@bletchleypark.org.uk to find out more about how you can celebrate your connection to this unique story.
Well, our mum's 91 and she lives near Bristol. And when she speaks of the wartime years, a light comes into her eyes. And recently she was reminiscing about her time there and she fell into a reverie. An hour later she said to me, "I can see the hut clearly, it's all in front of my eyes. I can't leave Bletchley." "Is it a happy place, Mum?" I asked. "Oh yes," she said. Then I said, "So why don't you stay there for a while?"